If only you knew how to win some prizes. If only you knew how to. If that's not enough, then I am so sorry I met you. It was almost like leading you on. But there's more to it all than just wringing your heart out over something that keeps on going wrong. So don't tell me you love. Don't sell emotion. You can't buy devotion if you're falling apart at the seams. I hope that you smile when he reached your conclusion. I hope that you notice what he said.
David, we had a 15-year ride, mate. I mean, who wants to be a fucking 45-year-old rock and roller farting around in front of people less than half your age?
That is so true, yeah.
Cranking out some kind of mediocre head-banging bullshit, you know, that we've forgotten.
That we've been, it's beneath us.
That's right.
Who wants to see
them? Absolutely right. I mean, we can take all those projects that we thought, you know, we didn't have time
for. Oh, there's dozens. There's so many.
You know, we didn't have time for them because of to happen. And bring them back to life, maybe.
Do you remember what we were, do you remember that
project? At the Luton Palace, we were talking about a rock musical based on the life of Jack the Ripper.
Yeah,
right.
Saucy Jack.
Saucy Jack.
Saucy
now
Jack.
Is the time to do
you're
that.
You're a naughty one. Saucy Jack. You're a haughty one. Saucy Jack.
Right.
But it's a freeing up, isn't it? It's all this free time. Suddenly time is so elastic.
It's a gift. It's a gift of freedom.
I've always wanted to do a collection of my acoustic numbers with the London Philharmonic, as you know.
We're lucky.
Yeah.
I mean, people should be envying us, you know.
I envy us.
Yeah.
I do.
Me too.
Thank you. down there and take movement.
Right. Come on, now it's time to go to work.
The bus rolled over several times before it settled to the bottom of the hill here. I don't know if I passed out or what, but when I looked up, the train was bearing down on us. Fast. I don't know how. It's still kind of hazy, but somehow I grabbed him and I pushed him out of the bus.
You're a brave man. You could have both been killed.
Yeah, I know. But yeah, he's my partner. He would have done the same for me.
Excuse me, Sheriff. I'm Deputy United States Marshal Samuel Girard. I'd like to talk to you.
I'll be with you in just a minute.
Okay.
One more time, just for the record. These three are dead.
Yeah.
And this one?
Look, everything happened so fast. I don't think he made it.
Well, looks like you came a long way for nothing.
With all due respect, Sheriff Rollins, I'd like to recommend checkpoints on a 15-mile radius at I-57, I-24, and over here
wait a minute. The prisoners are all dead. And the only thing checkpoints are going to do is get a lot of good people frantic around here and flood my office with calls.
Well, shit, Sheriff. I'd hate to see that happen, so I guess I'll take over your investigation.
On what authority?
Governor of the state of Illinois, United States Marshal's Office, 5th District, Northern Illinois.
All right, fine. You want jurisdiction over this mess? You got it. Okay, boys, gather around here and listen up. We're shutting it down. Wyatt Earp's here to mop up.
Sheriff, before you go, we're going to need Sam. Excuse me, Sam.
Oh, wow, gee whiz, look here. You know, we're always fascinated when we find leg irons with no legs in them. Who held the keys, sir?
Me.
Where are those keys at?
I don't know.
Care to revise your statement, sir?
What?
Do you want to change your bullshit story, sir?
He might have got out.
He might have
got
out.
What the hell is this? A minute ago, you're telling me he's part of the wreckage, and now he might have got out?
Fire truck. Listen up, ladies and gentlemen. Our fugitive has been on the run for 90 minutes. Average foot speed over uneven ground, barring injury, is 4 miles an hour. That gives us a radius of 6 miles. What I want out of each and every one of you is a hard target search of every gas station, residence, warehouse, farmhouse, hen house, outhouse, or doghouse in that area. Checkpoints go up at 15 miles. Your fugitive's name is Dr. Richard Kimball. Go get him.
Punched a hole in the nighttime, yes. I climb to the window and down to the street. I'm shining like a new dime. The downtown trends are full for all those Brooklyn girls that try so hard to break out of their little worlds. Well, you wave your hand and the scatter like have nothing that will ever capture your heart. They're just thorns without the rose. Be careful of them in the dark. Oh, if I was one, you chose to be your only one. Oh yeah, can't you hear me now? Can't you hear me now? I see you. Downtown.
Stand easy.
I thought I'd been in the service a long time. Name and rank, sailor.
It's Army, actually.
Answer the question and address him as General Sir.
Captain John Patrick Mason, General Sir of Her Majesty's SAS. Retired, of course.
You're a long way from home, Captain. How the hell are you involved in this?
Oh, I have a unique knowledge of this prison facility. I was formerly a guest here.
Did they bother to tell you who I am, why I'm doing this? Are they just using you like they do everybody else?
All I know is you were big in Vietnam. I saw the highlights on television.
And you wouldn't have any fucking idea what it means to lead some of the finest men on God's earth into battle and then see their memory betrayed by their own fucking government.
I don't quite see how you cherish the memory of the dead by killing another million. And this is not combat. It's an act of lunacy, General Sir. Personally, I think you're a fucking idiot.
Tree of Liberty must be refreshed from time to time with the blood of patriots and tyrants. Thomas Jefferson.
Patriotism is the virtue of the vicious, according to Oscar Wilde. Oh. Well, thank you for making my point.
Where are the guidance chips?
Where are the guidance chips?
I destroyed them.
That's a bad move, soldier.
Does that mean you'll execute us both?
Everybody had a feeling, a feeling, everybody had a hard time, oh yeah, everybody saw the sunshine, everybody had a wet dream, oh yeah, everybody saw the sunshine, everybody had a feeling, a feeling, everybody had a hard time, oh no.
do? Problem, guys?
Just scope in your civilian wardrobe.
Pretty cool, huh?
For a fashion victim.
Listen, buddy, if you're looking for the diet frozen yogurt bar, it went out of business last summer.
Actually, I'm looking for a Batman number 14.
That's a very serious book, man.
Only 5 in existence.
4, actually. I'm always looking out for the other 3. Look, you can't put the Superman number 77s with the 200s. They haven't even discovered red kryptonite yet. And you can't put the number 98 with the 300s. Lori Lamaris hasn't even been introduced.
Where the hell are you from? Krypton?
Phoenix, actually. But lucky me, we moved here.
Take this.
I don't like horror comics.
You like this one, Mr. Phoenix. Could save your life.
Hey! Hey! Come back here! Hey, let's go! Come back here! Hey, wait a minute!
Ah! from head to toe.
The following contest, scheduled for one fall, is for the World Wrestling Federation Tag Team Championship. Introducing first, accompanied by Paul Bearer at a combined weight of 613 pounds, the World Wrestling Federation Tag Team Champions, Mankind and Kane.
Slow down the avenue through my old neighborhood. Don't know why I'm happy. I got no reason to feel this good. Maybe it's because I'm all alone and I got no place to go. And everywhere I look, I see another person I'll never know. everyone to carry on. I'm putting down my left foot. I'm putting down my right foot.
Physical harm to the Princess Elizabeth.
Look, I must have pupils. Without pupils, I can't manage.
You don't mean to tell me that you're living in poverty?
No, but I'm broke.
Well, how is this possible? You give concerts, don't you? I hear they're quite successful.
They're stupendously successful. You can't get a seat. The only trouble is no one will hire me. They all want to hear me play, but they won't let me teach their daughters as if I was some kind of a fiend. Seriously, is there any chance you could manage alone? Only for 6 months. 8 at the most.
You expect your fortunes to change in 6 or 8 months?
As a matter of fact, I do. I am working on something that is going to explode like a bombshell all over Europe. After that, I'll be the richest man in Vienna. I'll pay you back double anything. You name the terms.
Well, how exciting. Tell me more.
Oh, I better not. It's a bit of a secret.
Come, come, Mozart. I am interested.
This is delicious. What is it?
It's cream cheese, mixed with granulated sugar, suffused with rum. Crema al mascarpone, speciale.
Italian.
Forgive me, we all have patriotic feelings of some kind.
200 florins, that's all I need. 100. 50.
What exactly are you working on?
I can't say.
I don't think you should become known in Vienna as a debtor, Mozart. However, I know a very distinguished gentleman I can recommend to you, and he has a daughter.
Mozart! Welcome. Pay no attention. They're impossible. Just ignore them. I treat them just like my own children, huh?
Which of them do you wish me to teach?
God needs strange woman. Believe me, this chick's no sin. But I better get her going. Now my big 10-inch red band plays the blues. Well, band plays the blues. She just loves my big 10-inch record of her favorite blues. No, no, no.
cracking up. Man of players of blues. My man of players of blues. She just loves my big 10 inch. Cracking up my big 10 blues. I cuff her with kisses. And when we in lovers clinch, she gets all excited. When she cracks on my big 10 inch. Cracking up. Man of players of blues.
Reach for the highest. If you could see it, you could be it. And I know. Luke, help me take this mask off.
But you'll die.
Nothing can stop that now. Just for once, let me look on you with my own eyes.
Leave you here. I've got to save you.
You already have, Luke. You were right. You were right about me. Tell your sister. You were right.
Father. I won't leave you.
Oh,